This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, we know they're, a good team, disciplined team, has great players. But, you know, I think we are that too. So I think it'd be a good matchup, and I guess we're going to see.
Chase Young has been an impressive addition to the Saints squad. My wife was at the game for week one in the Superdome, and she said, man, that guy is just massive. I think that's pretty much everybody's initial impression of Chase Young. And also, like I'm saying, Charlie, a massive addition for this pass rush. And I think it's been... obviously a big addition, and it's paying off early for this team with pressure.
I want to say it was Nowak that came on with us, like one of the first training camp practices out in Irvine. He's just like, this is a gigantic human being. Like, there's a reason that Chase Young was the number two pick in the draft a few years back. And as far as his performance in week one, like, yes, no sacks recorded, but the pressures were there.
Exactly.
He was getting after Bryce Young. He was forcing incompletions by the pressure that he was getting on him.
And basically, Alante's, third sack, I think, was all, you know, a lot of credit to, yes, to Chase Young occupying some guys.
And so we have a couple texts coming in here, Steve, as well. Let's see. This one is from 5147. Dak will get pressured a ton today. Bet the under. 46.5.
So. Ooh, some betting advice.
Yeah, there you go. Bet the under. That's pretty fun. I think if it's the under and if it's a tight game, that plays into exactly what the Saints want here. As far as Dak getting pressured a bunch, that is a gigantic key. We cannot emphasize enough. Like, if you, because stopping the run is one thing. The Cowboys don't necessarily have the most elite rushing attack. We mentioned that earlier as well, Steve. Their running back situation with, like, you got old man Ezekiel Elliott, who had a solid performance week one. I don't want to take anything away from him. Rico Dowdle is like their RB2. Like, this is a team that you can imagine, especially in a stacked running back draft, is going to be looking for RB pretty early on in 2025. But this year, like, their running back situation isn't great. Their rushing attack isn't great. So if you can stop the run and force them into those obvious passing downs like we talked about and get pressure on Dak, get them on the ground, like, yeah, that's a gigantic key. We have a bunch of texts coming in about the line play as well. This one is from 8942, the key to win. Every game is winning at the line of scrimmage. I agree. Cowboys have a rookie O-line, as do the Saints. Yeah, they actually both do have really young offensive lines. And just like I was impressed and surprised with the Saints' offensive line performance against a bad Panthers defensive line in week one, you know, they gave up three sacks in that game, but Cleveland's defensive line is fantastic. Right. So the fact that the Cowboys' young offensive line held up pretty well is a good sign for them. The Saints' defensive line, I think, is also one of the strengths of their team, so it's going to be a test for them again. Let's see. As do the Saints, which stand tall against an opposing veteran D-line. That is one of the scariest units on this really strong Cowboys team, as we've mentioned a few times throughout the show, is their D-line is pretty frightening. With DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons coming off the edges, you got to be able to run the ball and not get in those passing downs where Derek Carr has two guys potentially breathing down his neck because they're elite pass rushers. So we'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely would love to see the Saints cruising to a victory. Well, the Saints are partnered with Seaside Events to provide the Saints Nation with the ultimate fan experience. You can mingle with Saints legends during the inaugural Saints Legends Fan Cruise. So make sure you check that out. Who Dat Nation, going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line early this morning on First Take, 504-260-1870 if you want to chime in. And all the way from down under, we've got our representative Who Dat in Australia, Tony. Tony, how you doing this morning, man?
What's up, Tony?
How are you, Steve and Charlie?
What's going on, man?
The O-line and tight ends, they've got to stop Parsons and Lawrence getting a car. And the D's, they've got to stop Elliott and CD Lamb getting yards.
Yeah, CD Lamb is the one that really scares me. I mean, as we mentioned, he's a top three receiver in the league. And even though he had a pretty quiet week one performance, he still had 10 targets. And I think you can probably expect that again this week, somewhere around that. So stopping CD, agree 100%. Same thing with the offensive line. And Tony, we have a texter here, Cyborg Saint, that agrees with you. He said, the O-line is the key to this game for us. Give Carr protection and open the holes for Kamara. Olave is going to shine today, too. Okay, I like that. I like that optimism. Who dat? Who dat, Cyborg Saint, and who dat, Tony? So with Kamara, like, yes, the offensive line is going to be huge, opening up space for the run game. As we mentioned, the Browns had decent success against the Cowboys in week one in the run game, averaging 4.9 yards per carry, but they just didn't have the volume. They had 19 carries because they got blown out, and they had to throw the ball more often than not. So as far as the Saints in their run game, if they can stay committed to it early on, right, and if the defense can keep, because the defense had issues with this last year, Steve, we remember, the Saints defense had issues early on in games where teams would jump out to early leads, and that's why, you know, they lost so many games, is because the Saints were playing from behind so much. If the Saints defense can hold this Dallas offense down early on and the Saints can establish their run game, I think both of those things are gigantic.
Looking at another one on that receiving core, and doesn't get maybe enough credit for the seasons he's been able to put together, but Brandon Cooks is a problem, too. He's a good complement to CeeDee Lamb, and obviously the Saints know him well, was a former first-round draft pick of this team. He's bounced around a ton of places, New England, the Rams, the Texans, the Cowboys. Yeah, he came into the league in 2014.
Wow.
I know, hard to believe.
Yeah, that is.
But definitely a burner that's definitely dangerous. This team's going to have to watch out for besides a guy like CeeDee Lamb in that receiving core. But other than that, not really a ton of passing weapons there. And I know the tight end for the Cowboys is a bit banged up, too.
Jake Ferguson, who Cullen and I were watching this when we were watching the Browns and Cowboys game, it looked like his leg was messed up. But it ended up just being a sprained MCL. I know that he put out a tweet, God is good, and it's just like, good for you, Jake Ferguson. You avoided a serious injury. He was listed as doubtful for this game. I don't think he's playing, Steve. I think it's probably, I'm 90% sure that he's not going to play. I'm pretty certain that he's not going to be going. So if you're looking at the Cowboys' pass-catching weapons, last week, CeeDee Lamb, 10 targets, 5 receptions, 61 yards, along with 34. So the explosive plays are always a possibility with someone like CeeDee.
Right.
Brandon Cooks was number two on that list. He had, as you mentioned, the number two wide receiver with Dallas, 7 targets, 4 receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown, along with 21. But the third guy, as far as targets goes and receptions, was Jake Ferguson. Outside of that, you know, you have a couple different guys, a couple running backs there. But the two guys, as you mentioned, CeeDee Lamb is by far and away number one of the top receivers in football. But Brandon Cooks, as you mentioned, is a solid complementary piece at number two. Without Jake Ferguson, it's actually going to be pretty interesting who's going to be the third guy in targets for this team for the Cowboys in this game.
Cullen just shared this with me, Charlie, from Jane Slater, who's covering this Cowboys-Saints matchup for the NFL Network. Or is she still with the NFL Network?
I believe so.
Yeah. The Cowboys monitoring tight end Jake Ferguson, who I am told is trending out, but not officially ruled out yet. Up next, Luke Schoonmaker, who has 8 receptions last season as a rookie.
Right. So, I mean, I would imagine that Ferguson's probably going to be out. He was listed as doubtful. They didn't want to completely rule him out for this game. But a sprained MCL, dude, just, like, sit the bench for a couple weeks. Get healthy. Like, and I'm not even just saying that as a Saints media person.
Right.
Like, just spend some time on the bench and you'll be okay.
What you got for us, Cullen?
She's actually, I found another tweet where she kind of builds on that, where she says that earlier this week, Ferguson told me coaches wanted to see his power on routes and in play and didn't want him out there if he was 60 to 80%.
I mean, you're like not even a full week removed from a sprained MCL. Like, I don't see him playing. So, but that's kind of my point in all this, is that he was the third leading receiver as far as catches and targets goes.
Yeah.
The yards were a little bit lower. 15 yards on 3 receptions isn't great. But who is Dak going to be looking to fill that void in their tight end room?
Hopefully our cornerbacks.
yeah, exactly. So, but at the same time, like Luke Schoonmaker, who, as you mentioned, had 8 catches as a rookie, you still got to, you know, honor it and defend it, right, as a Saints defense. At the same time, that's a pretty big void, I would say.
Yeah, looking at this Saints squad, going up a Cowboys offense that is, you know, looked at as one of the more, I guess, high-powered. Because
the Cowboys?
Because they do have a guy like CeeDee Lamb.
They were number one in the NFL in scoring last year.
And
they were just under 30 points per game.
I know their ability to be able to put up points early on, and we talked about fast starts. Well, Saints head coach Dennis Allen was asked about that as well, talking about how come this Dallas Cowboys squad is so good at fast starts in games, and this is what DA had to say.
Well, it just tells me that they come into games prepared. I think their coaching staff does a really good job of getting them prepared to play the game, and they execute at a high level, you know. So I don't think it's anything that's, like, unique in terms of, like, running exotic plays or anything like that. I think, you know, they give you some different looks in all three phases, but I think it really just comes down to they got a good plan and they come out and they execute.
There you go, coming out and just executing. I think that's the biggest thing. You can at least give the Cowboys and their coaching staff credit. They seem prepared going into games, regular season games at least, we'll say.
No, for sure. But that was a big point of emphasis, I think, for the Saints last week in their opener against Carolina, where, let's remember, people were still like, oh, some people were picking the Panthers in that game. And the Saints defense came out and just smothered them.
Yeah, like, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing here? So, but at the same time, it's a huge step up in competition because once, like, as I mentioned, the Cowboys offense scored just under 30 points per game last year.
Yeah.
It was at 29.9. And they put up 33 against Cleveland, but you got a Kevontae Turpin's house call in that game, a punt return for a touchdown. They put up 26 points in that game. So against a good Browns defense that had given up basically 13 points per game at home last year. So it's still a really strong performance. This is a strong offense for a reason. It's going to be a huge test for the Saints defense.
I wonder if Deshaun Watson needed a massage after that game.
Yeah, probably so. All the, I mean, what, 17 quarterback hits, Steve? Like 6 sacks? Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't feeling too good after it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.